Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting involved. Simply being involved and engaged. Anyway, did you miss me? It was a long weekend. I know. You know what? I can never, ever, ever do the Super Bowl thing. First of all, I'm not a big football fan because, think about something, I grew up with the Patriots. Yeah, go ahead, let that sink in for a second. Okay? Secondly, even though I grew up with the Patriots, who I jokingly say, they couldn't have won if the other team didn't show up. Right? Third, these people who are getting tax breaks can't even figure out what country they're in. Yeah, I know, this is going to tee off a lot of people. Was there a reason? Was there any reason, any need for the Black National Anthem? There was no more need for the Black National Anthem than there was for an Italian National Anthem, or whatever. I mean, seriously. What other group do you do that for? None. Absolutely none. The NFL is woke. You guys who are buying all kinds of NFL stuff, you're buying into it big time. You're helping to feed the beast. You want to know how we should have heard? And I got to give the guy credit. I mean, the fellow with the guitar. Okay? I thought that was pretty darn good. Take a listen. This is the way it should have gone down. Whether you like it or not. The hardest songs, from what I understand from other singers, to sing, right? And yet, oh, this is a black female artist. Why wasn't she singing the Black National Anthem? Because what soil was she on? We're so afraid of what people are going to think about us that we don't push back on anything. And by the way, can somebody tell me where the Nation of Black is? I'm curious. one of my favorite renditions of that, Whitney Houston. You know, I mean, seriously. You don't sing like that without having some feeling. And here's the other thing. Again, yesterday, even the football players were crying because they hadn't heard this for so long. They haven't, and you know, all of a sudden being patriotic is being a white supremacist, right? And so, yeah, well, the song doesn't make any sense. It's the land of the free. We're not free. Yes, you are. What can you as a black person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person, what can you not do that any white male can do? Just tell me. Tell me where you walk in and the bank says to you, sorry, I can't make you a loan. You're black. You're Asian. You're Hispanic. I'll even make this easier so I don't go on all night with it. You're not white. It doesn't exist anymore. Is there still racism? Yeah, of course there is. You have people, you know what, as long as you have a heartbeat and a human, you're going to have racism. As long as you have a heartbeat and a human, you're going to have bigotry. As long as you have a heartbeat and a human, you're going to have, look at, you have women that hate men and men that hate women. Is that the norm? No. Is it out there? Yes. You cannot legislate it out. If that was the case, you think you're going to make it legal or illegal, we'd have no more murder, no more stealing, right? And you wouldn't, if you don't think that they want, and you know who they is, they want a racial war, you're out of your mind. Flatly out of your mind. If you look at the laws and the rules that have been put in place, don't tell me we're playing catch-up. That's a line of garbage. Right? I, as a white man, walk into the store in the middle of the day, go steal a bunch of stuff, break the cabinets because I want something out of it. You really think that's going to fly? You really think I won't get arrested for that later on? You're out of your mind. But if you're any other color than white, they're creating a race war. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Gilly Marin joins me to see if she agrees. Right after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And so it starts. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. And I always appreciate your time with me, but Kimberly Moran joins me. I always appreciate her time with me, too. Always, you know, some great stories, great issues, great things coming up that we need to talk about. Kimberly, I'm sure you enjoyed the Super Bowl festivities.
No, I didn't watch. I didn't watch. I did. I knew online I could see some of the commercials, so that's I saw a couple of the commercials, but that was it.
The
best part. I used to, let me just, so people know, I used to be a hardcore football fan, big time Patriots fan, and yes, you were right, it was very painful in the day, but they have won how many Super Bowls at this point?
Oh, here we go. Now you sound like my brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember when Zolak was on there, and it was just, yeah, they were terrible back in the late 80s, or I started watching in 85. So I was a hardcore fan. Then they when they allowed politics to be interfere and infuse in it, I was done. I don't watch football anymore. I used to spend hundreds of dollars on NFL gear for family, myself, and I used to actually go to games. Not anymore. None of it.
Good.
I don't give them a dime.
Well, see, there were only two teams when I grew up. It was the Bruins and the Celtics, right? Because the other teams couldn't win if their challengers didn't show up.
The right? the first Patriots game I went to, I was 9 months pregnant, and I picked it, they were cheap tickets, and I picked the team that was potentially worse than the Patriots that they could beat, and they lost. That's how how bad they were back then.
God, it's just amazing. Hey, listen, I just, here it comes, right? One after another, right now it's being reported at Michigan State University that five people have been shot and there's multiple mass shootings going on
what?
Campus. So
on campus?
On campuses.
Mass
shootings being reported at Michigan State University in multiple locations around the campus. Multiple injuries reported. It sounds pretty horrific coming over the scanner.
I'm just looking at it now. What the heck? What the hell is going on, Joe?
We're live on the air. Remember that.
Sorry, I used
no. Heck is okay.
Word.
I just know once you get rolling, it may not stop. So I'm.
No, I can control it. Today in Brooklyn, an elderly Asian man took a U-Haul truck and ran over a bunch of people.
Yeah, I heard that.
What is going on?
Sickness is running rampant. Evil is running rampant. You know, I know, I looked at this thing this weekend, and let me tell you, for me being a Christian male, I'm watching all these people that were triggered, not by the half-naked dancing, not by that, you know, that hell guy from last week. No. They were triggered by a Jesus commercial.
I didn't see any Jesus commercial. What was that one about?
All over the place, they were triggered by a Jesus commercial. I'm thinking, my God, with all the crap that comes by on the screen, that's the only thing that bothers you? You know, and then you look out here and you wonder why we've got people shooting up. You know, if you don't agree with somebody, kill them. It's that simple, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's insanity. I'm just seeing this now, too. I just looked up, you know, I usually get information from Twitter from actual sources. So I'm looking this up, and this is...
think about something, Kimberly. You and I have talked about this for years. It's kind of like, if you're on the conservative side of things, you don't advocate for the wiping out of the liberal side. You don't advocate for their death. You don't advocate for them
to
be burned alive.
Good
but
Lord,
it's not
no,
the same the other way around, is it?
No, I've gotten their death threats, so no, it's not. I don't ever wish harm against anyone or injury, nothing. I don't ever wish bad things happen to people because what I tell people why they shouldn't do that is because karma. You don't ever wish bad things to happen to other people. Even if you might really want to, you don't. You just don't.
No, you can think that they're a waste of oxygen, but don't wish anything.
Oh, yeah. You can think that. You can even say they're a waste of oxygen. However, you don't wish bad things happen to anyone.
No.
I would never do that. No, believe me, I had some of the things I've had lefties say to me. Yeah. I mean, really nasty, ugly, horrible, heinous things. And I don't see people on the right doing that. I'm sure some do, don't get me wrong. But
oh, yeah, but they're so far and few between that when one of them does it, it's news for like 20 days, for a 20-day news cycle.
Right, exactly. And they get, you know, they get turned on. Everybody disagrees with it. But the left does it, it's just like a normal thing.
You've got Christians out in front of Planned Parenthood's praying, and it's a national catastrophe, right? And then you have the lunatics on the left going to these pregnancy centers. They're run by usually by Christians and they don't, you know, they don't push for abortion, and you've got people, you know, vandalizing the crud out of them. So it's just amazing to me how they try to peg everybody on the right as those people that are violent. It's just so asinine.
Well, that's because they project. They do it all the time. That's why they call everybody who disagrees with them a racist. They're the actual racists. They say that the right is violent. No, they're the ones who are actually violent. And we've seen that over the past, 5 years especially. We've really seen how violent they are.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is a psychological issue. It is a mental health issue of biblical proportion. So you and I were talking during the break about, you know, talking about this Ohio issue and what's going on there, what's going on with the trains. And I started thinking, I want to flush that out a little bit more, because if you think about it, it's not just been these derailments and what's going on in Ohio. We're seeing attacks on electrical stations, substations all across the country. And then they're trying to sell it as climate change.
Yes. So right, electrical substations. Also, I saw somebody reported today, water places have been, what do they call them? Sorry, we have well water here, so I don't have any of them. At least not where I live. where they have the water, where they, you know, clean it, whatever, goes through the city right. Water. Those have been attacked apparently over the past few years, but just everything. I'm sorry, but there's too many of these things. I mean, you have that horrifying event in Palestine, which happened 10 days ago. I just heard about it yesterday, and I usually will see things, you know, going across the news feed. No one's really reporting on it. And it's killing fish. It's contaminating the water. There were two more train derailments today, one in Texas, one in South Carolina. What is going on? And all the food distribution and farms and all those things that have been being burned.
Unreal. All right, we're going for a quick break. Hey, be back in a minute. I'm a senior host. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 8 people were injured when a man took a truck on a rampage in New York City.
62-year-old Wang Soar sped through the streets of New York City Monday in a rented U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which ended near the Battery Tunnel. Police say Soar told them he wanted to die. Soar rented the truck in Florida on January 23rd. He also has 4 previous arrests in Nevada, where he used to live. 7 civilians and 1 police officer were injured.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Crews are having a difficult time accessing remote areas where debris from high-flying objects were shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan over the weekend. No material from those shootdowns has been collected yet. But at the same time, more is being recovered from the payload of that earlier downed Chinese spy balloon off the coast of the Carolinas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Joe 855-732-5563. That's right. This is just unreal. Yeah, Buttercheeks is silent on the train derailments in Ohio and other places around the country. Not a word. Not a word. I mean, I heard he came out just a little bit ago and made a quick sweep at it, but my God, give me a break. He'll scream about the lines at the airports. Right? When you go to travel, how inconvenient that is. But just not worry about the gas masks and the water pollution they're going to have to wear in Ohio. Yeah, that doesn't much mean anything. And the other thing, in part of his press conference, oh, God, Kimberly Marin, he says that white workers, one of the problems they have in the black community is that white workers are taking jobs from communities of color.
What?
This administration truly is on a 24/7 LSD trip, are they not?
Well, oh my God. I don't even know where to begin with that one. But, you know, I was talking about Buddha Idiot today. And what I said is, well, no, he is doing his job. His job is to help destroy the country. That's what he's doing. He's doing his job. Sorry, everyone in the Biden administration is out to destroy this country.
I'm not sure that any one of them has any kind of expertise in the area they were put in charge of.
Of course they don't. Look, stuff is happening, and they are, I mean, you hear any of them talk. And, of course, you know, Democrats think, oh, they're just the best thing since sliced bread. But if you hear any of them talk, you know, and we also know that it's all Obama holdovers, right? People from the Obama admin who hate this country. You know, you can see it. They don't know what they're doing, and they're just a puppet, or they're intentionally doing their job, which is to harm all of us. Because they hate this country. I'm sorry, I know that sounds harsh. And I know some people are like, oh, come on, what are you talking about? Look around and pay attention to what they have been doing, what they did under Obama, and what they've been doing for the past 2.5 years. Wait, is it almost 3 now? God, are we rid of it?
Well, they kicked it in high gear in case they don't make it back in again, although I don't see how, with the amount of cheating they do, that they're not going to be able to make it back.
Yeah, I don't see how they ever lose again because of the way they set things up now. You're right. They did. They kicked it into high gear. Because, you know, they weren't as bad. They did stuff, a lot of bureaucratic stuff, you know, all these three little letter departments and stuff like that. They do a lot of stuff on the back end that we never know about. Obamacare, all the crap they did with that. After it was passed, they do stuff on the back end. Anthony Fauci did all kinds of stuff on the back end for years at the NIH. I mean, look, the gain of function stuff. Oh, no, we're not supporting that. If the Obama admin said, do not support that with any money. And we did. So these bureaucrats, these unelected bureaucrats, are really the ones running the show. And we have no say in that.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I very much agree with you. And we need to teach people. Well, I've been saying this for years. I don't know. I'm starting to lose faith in this. But, you know, we need to teach people how to speak up, how to show up, how to make a difference. I can't tell you, as a school board member, many parents who finally got a hold of me said, hey, look, I don't even know what to do. I don't know when I show up, what to say, how to say, what I have a right to do, this kind of thing.
You can teach people. You know, I've provided lessons on that kind of stuff for my local. I just last Tuesday I spent all day in gun control hearings, and which means you know I had to testify against the bills, but also that I had to sit and suffer through gun controllers, supporting the bills, which was oh my god. The good thing is if I testified after them, I could point out their lies. But it's super important. Local level. The federal level, I don't see how we make any difference at all. But the local level, those are the people that have to answer to you. They have to answer to you.
Well, you're singing my tune because I say that all the time. I'm not that you give up on the federal, but don't bother with the federal. Stick with your local, you know, school boards, water boards, city councils, county,
everything, whatever. Legislature.
Stay local.
Because, I used to fight on the federal level, and it was like, whoa, you know, these people aren't listening to us. They really don't care. 100% they don't care. Even, like, Manchin, who pretends like he actually does care, he doesn't. Because he turns around and screws his own people anyway. So, you know, it's just a game. It's a game to those people. They do whatever they want. Yep. They don't care what we have to say. And you notice, they hold all these hearings and stuff, and no one ever goes to jail.
Ever. You've got Representative Omar is calling out Buttercheeks because he didn't do anything, and he's not doing anything. And she has questions she wants answered. Think about it. When you have somebody that far left calling out their own person, you know you should, right? You've got a problem. And they decided, the Department of Transportation is allowing, and they decided, you ready for this one? To let the toxic gases burn off so you avoid any chance of an explosion.
But instead of trying to contain it, by doing that, they did it. They burned them. By doing that, though, they just spread those toxic chemicals all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Somebody popped up and said, listen, that chemical concoction that they're allowing to burn is the same stuff that was used in World War I. You know, to take down troops. And you're going, oh, my God. And there's no way they don't know this. They, to your point, they don't care.
Right. It's intentional. It's absolutely intentional.
You know,
because what's gonna happen, Joe, is it's gonna, you know how people say poo rolls downhill.
Oh yeah.
It sounds much better if you use the S word, but it's already supposedly contaminated in the Ohio River, which goes throughout half the whole country.
Yep.
Like, you know, from that area down through the country. So this isn't just affecting people in East Palestine. It's not just affecting the people within, like, 10-mile radius. It's going to affect millions of people. And probably in some ways affect us all because animals are going to be affected. Farms are going to be affected. Then what? What else?
What's going to end up in these people? And the people that live, you know, fairly close and, you know, downwind to it, what's going to happen to them? What are you going to see coming up in their lungs 20 years from today? 10 years from today, for that matter, right?
Right, exactly. That's the thing. It's vinyl chloride is the thing that they're burning off, and it's really toxic and dangerous.
Buttercheek
says
he's
playing it off like it's nothing.
Yeah, well, Buttercheek says he's waiting for congressional action to do something. It's like, wait a minute, your job is to do something. Your job is to jump in and do something like right now.
FEMA should be involved. They told people to come back. They could go back to their homes after a day, Joe. A day. I mean, It's like they're intentionally trying to kill an entire town, and God only knows how many people down. And, you know, somebody else just posted online, too. What happens if it gets to Lake Erie? You know, that's a source of drinking water for, like, 40 million people? You know, what happens when it... They're not being honest about it. They're not being slightly terrified about it. And the news isn't even really reporting on it.
No,
I haven't seen Spot.
No. I'm seeing stories here and there and wherever else. And to your point, a minute ago, somebody just came up and said, hey, look, but we don't have to worry about all that because we have UFOs coming in now.
I don't even care. Please, aliens, I've been waiting for you for years. Take us away. I'm good. I'm good with aliens. I really am.
Let them take them away. Right?
I don't care what they do. Just end it. I don't care. Whatever they want to do. Okay? I don't even care. But this is... I mean, Biden hasn't come out and said anything about this. This is one of the biggest catastrophes in U.S. history, and they're not saying anything. I looked on the White House feed. There had been nothing talking about dumb stuff no one cares about. It's bad. This is bad.
Well, I look at this, and I stop, and I say, okay, help me out here, right? You got a catastrophe at the border. You've got a catastrophe with fentanyl and drugs. You've got, I mean, we can go down the whole list. None of it existed under Trump. Not one thing. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. Okay, some of you, I won't beat this up, but some of you have been hearing whispers, not like Joe Biden does, but whispers that Michelle Obama may run in 2024.
Oh, God, no.
Give her a word,
George. She hates this country worse than her own husband does.
Well, they're saying that if she runs, Joe Biden, there's no way Joe Biden's going to be able to run. She'll have the Obama machine behind her. And right now, you know, they're the ones that are controlling the party, I believe. They're the ones controlling the Democrat Party.
It's the same people.
Yeah.
But that's in Biden's administration, so I'm sure they'd prefer not to deal with Biden again. Oh, no, she is horrible. Oh, my gosh, she's an evil, evil, vile woman. Oh, nice. My God. oh, my God is all I can say.
Did you just kind of throw up in your mouth a little bit there? Is that what you did? No, it never stops. All right, I even forgot what we were talking about. I'm sorry.
I don't even remember now either. I had a point to make, too. Now I can't remember because you derailed me. I think we were talking about the train derailments and all that.
Yeah, the damage is going to do long-term. There's no way.
Long-term, but it's also going to do short-term, like, to all this land of rivers, drinking water for millions of people. And it's really going to affect every single person in the United States because it's going to affect farmland. Where, you know, you have crops that are probably grown, you have animals that are used for food. So it's going to affect the entire country, and it just doesn't seem like the Biden administration is talking about it as the big a deal it is. And we don't even know why it happened. To me, it seems more like an act of domestic terrorism, but we'll never know. We never get the truth from these people. they arrested a journalist for reporting it live, reporting a conference live.
Yeah, I heard about that, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I was watching it, and I was watching the video live of him, and then they were arresting him, but I didn't know anything about Palestine or what was going on at the time. I had no idea what was going on. I just saw him getting arrested, and I couldn't understand why.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. Seriously. You know, again, they think they're, you love guy, you talking about Newsom during the break, you were saying my scummy mayor there, or whatever, governor or whatever, but it's true. He actually believes that we have more freedom in California than they have in Texas or Florida. That he really honestly believes that. And see, you're doing the same thing I did. I'm sitting there laughing, thinking, what dictionary are you using that denotes freedom that way?
Yeah, what freedom, he just must be defining freedom right? much differently. He must be defining freedom like the communists define
right.
freedom,
you have
as opposed to this country.
You have a right, you have the freedom to depend on us to take care of you. How's
yeah.
that?
You have the freedom to do what you're told by us.
Yeah, it's exactly where it's at. It's just amazing, okay? All right, let's get back to some of the other stuff that we were kind of touching on. You know, during the break, and you also were talking about the Nord Stream attack.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'll let you go with it.
Well, so it came out that it turns out that we were doing some exercises there, and we are the ones who actually blew it up. We, the U.S. And I don't know who we were doing the other exercises with, but again, and I called this when it first happened. Intentional. I mean, Joe, it just seems to me everything they're doing is just trying to get us into World War III, complete chaos, utter chaos in the United States. And I know this kind of stuff is happening in other countries as well. It's just, it's insanity. And, you know, where the climate people, well, the climate cult about when it came out that it was the U.S. government who actually hit Nord Stream. That's an environmental disaster, too.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
Yep.
You only care when you drive a cast vehicle to get to work to pay your taxes.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Again, it's funny. You bring all that stuff up. Oh, our military isn't ready. A lot of our equipment has gone overseas. A lot of our ammunition has gone overseas. And again, no direct slight on our young people. They're not ready to fight.
Oh, God, no. Today, the Biden administration sent some ships to the China Sea, South China Sea.
Right.
He did that as well. Strike group. It's called a strike group.
Yep.
Integrated to conduct integrated strike force operations off the coast of China.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing to me. It's the people, but we've dumbed down education. You and I have talked about this before. We have dumbed down education so much, people don't even know where to look for these answers, or don't know, when they're getting information from certain groups, whether it's true or not, and how to decide whether it's true or not.
Right. People don't know how to research.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're taught. If they're even taught that, I mean, we were taught that in high school. How to do research.
What went where, who went, wow, how went when? I mean, look.
Right.
By the way, I wanna hit you with something now that'll probably send you through the roof. I don't know where this USA Facts group is from, but they, you know, they're putting out probably two or three times a day these memes and information and charts and what have you. Guess what? They're saying that our violent crime rate has decreased 1.7%.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, sure.
After 4.6% increase under Trump.
Okay, yeah, I believe that one. No one believes that. I don't know who they are either, but they're obviously some left-wing propaganda.
But listen, the mere fact that they put it out there.
Yeah.
That they think people, they believe that people, they have so indoctrinated or conditioned people to believe this stuff.
Joe, talking, excuse me, I was debating back and forth with someone yesterday who said, who number one still thought ivermectin was horse dewormer, didn't realize that it was had been used for human consumption for decades. It's even won a Nobel Prize in 2015 or something. And he's like, it's not for, there's been no studies. I'm like, there is a slew of studies that are working to see how it works for COVID. I mean, that's our society now. We have people who are willfully ignorant and won't reach outside of what they're told or know to verify anything. They just believe whatever they're told.
Well, are we lazy? See, I think we're lazy. I think we won't do the work. We don't want to do the work. We just want to read something and go, oh, yeah, well, that was in the news, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, we've discussed this before. Yeah, I mean, if you're not an expert in something, you just assume that you're being told the truth by experts, right? But if you're an expert in something, you can rip apart a news article and be like, that's not true, especially when you read stuff about firearms, right? We can always look through those and be like, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. Well, if a news organization is not telling the truth about one thing, why do you think they're telling the truth about something else?
Yeah, I know, right?
They aren't. It's really hard. It isn't easy to find out the truth. You really do have to look, find, like, actual videos from people on the ground, actual, like, documents that, you know, maybe they're government documents or whatever, but it's not really that easy. So I can understand why people aren't interested in finding out the truth, but good Lord, you can look a little bit.
Yeah, you know, but, well, my God, you think about this. This is your livelihood. This is your money for you know, retirement. And if the government has their way, they're going to tell you how you're going to retire, when, where, right, where you're going to live. People don't realize that. They want this socialist slash communist. Now, they don't go into the communist world because communism has really kind of a bad overtone to it. But when you think of socialism, when you ask the average person, you know, what socialism is, they think it's caring for other people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my good Lord.
No, I see those things. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're not being taught, right? And they, again, don't look into it. Just don't bother.
Well, it's work. I mean, you want me to work? Really?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if people just would just do a little bit, I'm not saying go into the deep depths of hell that we go into, right? Because that's obnoxious. Rabbit hole left and right. But just do a little bit. Just see differing opinions even, or differing news stories. You might see something different in one place over another and try to figure out everything about that's being said about a certain story or whatever.
Well, I'm like, look, I look at the far right. I look at the far left, you know, and see how they're coming at it, the kind of spins that they have on it. And you will see common threads in there that actually make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Where do people find you, other than here?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, people, you're stuck with me. In the next hour, we're going to go through what white Christian nationalism is and the lies that are being told about it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.